ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
The sooner we're through, the sooner we'll be back in town drinking cold beer.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
You having any of it?
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Believe me, when he climbs into the ring, he'll have the people falling in the aisles.
Ladies and gentlemen...
Normally, he's a very nice guy. Don't judge him from this meeting alone.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, often imitated, but never duplicated heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that belt now for better than 28 years. And straight up today, we're talking 2 hours. Boxing, the first hour here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We follow it up, of course, with the MMA Hour, UFC, going down tonight in San Jose, California. Daniel Cormier, unbeaten, 13-14-0, depending on who you talk to. The bottom line is, he's never lost a fight. And he's taking on Frank Mir, the two-time UFC heavyweight champion. He is a 3-1 favorite in the sportsbooks online right now is Daniel Cormier. We'll hear from Daniel Cormier in hour number two, and Frank Mir as well, in hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. But tonight, of course, the big fight, Dallas, Texas. Got to be one hell of a fight, no question about that. I'm talking about Austin Trout, Saul Alvarez. Austin Trout, 26-0, 14 stops. Saul Alvarez, was he 40-0-1 with 31 KOs? He's got a draw in there. He's fought a lot of suspect guys. He's as green as guacamole. They call him cinnamon. I don't know. I think he's going to get exposed tonight. I really do. Unless he can bum rush the 2004 Olympic bronze medalist. Take it back, the Olympic alternate. Unless he can bum rush Austin Trout, he's not going to win. He's going to get painted like a fence. I'm talking about Saul Alvarez and Austin Trout tonight. The main event, Showtime Championship Boxing. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Steiner Sports announces a once-in-a-generation opportunity. A lost treasure from American history has resurfaced, and now it can be yours. On May 1st, Steiner Sports will put up for auction a glove used by American legend Jackie Robinson in the 1955 World Series. No Robinson gloves have ever before been offered at auctions. Bidding starts on May 1st and will also include a game-used Robinson bat. Visit SteinerSports.com for more details and a chance to own a piece of sports history. That's SteinerSports.com.
Okay, well, we've reached the part of our program where I tell you about something awesome. And today we're talking about Discover's new IT card. That's right, IT. Why, you ask? Because it's a game changer. It has amazing rewards, live around-the-clock customer service, late payment forgiveness, and the IT card thinks annual fees are ridiculous. Told you IT was awesome. So get the new IT card today at discover.com.
Welcome to the new era in basketball. SwishDisk is revolutionizing the game, and now you can be a part of it at SwishDisk.com. If you've heard about crowdfunding and wanted to get involved in all the excitement around creative, groundbreaking companies, now you have the perfect opportunity with SwishDisk.com. SwishDisk lets you quickly and easily improve the most critical element of your game. Go to SwishDisk.com today to discover basketball's newest and most innovative product to help you or the basketball player in your life take their best shot. Great for kids just starting out, plus high school, college players, and beyond. If you want to improve your shot, SwishDisk.com is the best place to start. You'll see how using the Swish Disc with a simple 5-minute tune-up establishes the core shooting fundamentals and muscle memory for a perfect shooting motion. It's more than a great new product. It's a chance to be a part of something that will change the way basketball is played. Go to SwishDisk.com and click on the crowdfunding link. You can see all the perks that help make crowdfunding the most fun you'll have off the court. Check out SwishDisk.com today. Take your best shot. SwishDisk.com.
Have you heard about podcasting?
with podcasts, your favorite radio shows like Sports Overnight America and the Video Game Review are delivered directly to your computer, automatically, so you can listen when and where you want, as many times as you want. And it's easy, too. Just go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Get Podcast button next to the show you want. Visit sportsbyline.com today.
I thought I would knock him on the early rounds, but like I said, he brings excellent condition and he's determined.
Why didn't you go after him to try to knock him out when you knocked him down early in the third round?
I said, why get callous if I've been training for 2 months?
Here's the knockdown. Describe it to us as you see it.
Well, like I told Jimmy, the 1-2 is going to get him all the time. But I wasn't going to get overexcited and play myself cheap. I said, I'll knock him out early if it happens. If not, if it's necessary, I'll go 12 rounds, and I did.
Did you go to school, so to speak, on what happened to Rosario when he knocked him down and then got knocked out himself?
No, because I knocked down a lot of fighters that still took my time. I'm just getting seasoned through every fight, and I'm pound for pound, I'm the best fighter pound for pound in the world. Bring him on. Bring him on. Mancini, I don't respect your opinion. Come on, baby. So I can knock you out.
Well, who are some of the
Willica, you could get some, baby. You could get some too. Brian Boo, Jimmy Paul, Sammy Holmes, all your come on with it, baby. Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, buddy.
That's your time.
That's your time.
Let's hear from you, Larry.
What about Aaron Pryor?
Aaron Pryor, come on with it, baby. I got faith in you. You bounce back. I know you. Come on, baby. Come
that's
on with
time.
It. It's macho time.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I know nothing. Nothing.
The mighty horns of the Tower of Power bringing us back from the break, folks. Big night of boxing, of course, April 20th. NBC Sports, Tyson Fury, who will be on the show in just about 20 minutes or so. Tyson Fury, 20 and zip, 14 wax, taking on Steve Cunningham. Cunningham is, how can I put this, small. And that's going to be his downfall, is that Tyson's like 6'9". Tyson's the real deal. I think he can fight. I think he's going to be a heavyweight threat to deal with. Of course, I have him an 8-1 favorite. Some books have him at a 7-1 favorite. Austin Trout, 26-0, 14 wax, taking on Saul Alvarez, 41-0-1 with 30 KOs. Of course, that's for the WBC and WBC 154-pound belts. I think Alvarez is about a 7-5 favorite. Some people have it 9-5, 2-1. I'm going to go against the grain and drop 1,000 on the Southpaw Trout to win $2,400. I think the amateur pedigree and the boxing skill will carry Trout across the finish line first. Now, to see whether he agrees with me or not is an astute Bay Area boxing trainer and, of course, a blogger as well. I'm talking about Jason Nava, and he is the you're related to Johnny Nava. Is that your brother or your uncle?
That's my uncle. That's my dad's brother.
Your uncle is Johnny Nava, and he was a great professional boxer from Pacifica, California. And then Ben, his brother. And then, of course, Anthony Pellegrino. That's your granduncle or what?
Yeah, that's my great uncle on my mother's side.
Yeah, and he was my journalism teacher in high school. In fact, he has more to do with me sitting behind this microphone than any one person on this planet outside of my mother and father. So let's get that straight across. So how's things going, man?
It's going well. I can't complain.
All right, let's talk about this fight. Austin Trout. Austin Trout's a southpaw. He's got a little bit of a height advantage on Saul Alvarez. Alvarez is going to need to work that left hook to the body. How do you see this fight going? Boom. First round.
Well, you know, I think you made a good point about Crouch's amateur pedigree. And I think we're going to see that in tonight's fight. But I got to tell you what, for some reason, I think Canelo's the real deal. And I think I see him winning this fight. Even if he doesn't win the actual fight, I think I don't see the judges giving it to Austin Trout in the state of Texas, which has a history of doing some fishy things.
Especially with African American fighters. Pernell Whitaker can remember that.
Yeah, great point. In the Alamo Dome with 63,000 people, they weren't going to piss them off here.
Hey, Jason, you want to hear a trip? I was with, remember Jack Tatum used to play football for the Oakland Raiders? Jack Tatum, the hardest hitter, and they used to call him Assassin, the hardest hitter in football. He almost killed Daryl Stingley. So the late Jack Tatum and I are over at Ricky's Sports Theater in San Leandro, California, watching this fight, Chavez and Whitaker, right? So I laid some money on Chavez. He laid money on Whitaker, and I think it was up like $100 each. Threw down $100. A couple other people threw some money in. So at the end of the 11th round, I just walked over and gave Jack his money. okay? And I just did. I said, you know, I mean, what did Chavez win? Maybe 2-3 rounds, maybe? And so I went over and I gave Jack his money, and then they called it a draw. So I went back across the room and wanted my money back from Jack, and says, Jack says to me, you got to be kidding, Pedro. You know he got schooled. I said, but Jack, if this was a football game and I had a point and I was only given 1 point and you guys won by a point, that would be enough. See my point? Yeah, all right, it was a draw. Anyway, I got my money back. I ended up buying them dinner, but the late Jack Tatum was a great, great boxing fan. That was one of the biggest heists in boxing history, and you foresee that for this evening.
I do. I think I see Canelo losing the early rounds, but I see him. I see Trout succumbing to Canelo's pressure, and one of the reasons I think that is I think if Cotto, who's over the hill, not in his best days at 154, was able to have some spots of success against Trout, I think Canelo will do so even better. And I think when he gets Trout to the ropes, I think he's going to be able to keep him there. I doubt he stops Trout, who's a really, really tough guy and has some underrated power. But I think he can outwork him.
But Trout knocked out a Cotto. He hit him with that body shot, and Cotto turned around. Jason, you've been in boxing long enough to know this. If a guy turns his back in the ring, the fight is over. What were they thinking? He turned his back.
Cotto got up and finished the fight.
But he turned his back, and he got the referee to jump in. They didn't talk about it. They talked saying it was a low blow and this and that. You look at that shot again on the replay, and it wasn't low. Listen, these guys acting out these low blows. I've been in boxing. I remember the one time I got hit low, and I was losing a fight really badly, and I needed a break. And I took my knee, and that was the only time I've ever taken a knee from a low blow. Low blows don't hurt if your equipment is right. I just don't think that. Don't you think these guys have been acting up a storm with these low blow things?
I see some of them doing it. Definitely, guys have like Bernard Hopkins, who you know plays it to the nth degree. But you know, I can't say that for all these guys. I mean, you saw Riddick Bowe and Andrew Golota. I mean, Golota targeted that groin area pretty well.
He was winning. Jason, Golota was winning the fights, both fights. He was winning both bow fights. He was winning them handily, and he low-blowed him and got disqualified. It was almost like the mafia put a gun to his head and told him, we're going to kill your mother and rape your daughter unless you lose this fight.
I don't know, but, you know, Golota has just a history of mental instability. You know, I think when the going gets tough, you know, I think that was his way of quitting but saving face by doing it.
You know what's funny is that we're talking with Jason Nava, folks, a barrier trainer and a blogger. And, of course, he's a member of the famous Nava family, and he's related to Anthony Pellegrino, Tony Pellegrino, my typing teacher, my journalism teacher. The man had more emphasis, he has more to do with me being here than anybody on this planet, with the exception of my mother, my father, and my producer in the other room right now. God bless him. But, Jason, now tonight's fight, though, if you look back at things and you look at Canelo's career, he's made a lot of money and a lot of reputation fighting guys that are smaller than him, guys that are older than him. I mean, you know, I said that he's got 40-something fights, and I understand that they did the same thing with Julio Sr. and Julio Jr. to an extent. They got to learn on the job and that kind of stuff. But I just think that his choice of opposition, it sort of reminds me a little bit of Deontay Wilder and what Larry Merchant said about him on last week's show. And I said, Larry, Deontay needs to make a statement. He goes, Pedro, by fighting all these bums, he has made a statement. I mean, Canelo was conned into this fight. Al Heyman, who handles Trout, and let the truth be known right here, conned Canelo into this fight. I think it's a bad fight for Canelo.
Yeah, you know, you're not the first person I heard saying that. A lot of people are saying, look, this is a bad style matchup for Canelo, that Trout's going to be able to keep his distance. And look, that's the key to look for tonight's fight, right? Distance. If it's at a distance, it's in Trout's favor all day.
Yep.
If he's moving the ring, establishing his jab, walking Canelo into that too, it's going to be Trout's fight all day.
Hey, do you think they got like a 10-foot ring?
I haven't looked into that. But, you know, knowing how they do things back in Texas, nothing would surprise me.
They'll be fighting in a phone booth, folks. They'll be fighting in a phone booth because the smaller the ring, the better the chances are for Saul Alvarez, of course, the WBC champion, a reality TV show star in Mexico. He's hot. I mean, he's a guy that everybody's looking to sponsor their product south of the border. Right now, he's the hottest fighter, the hottest entertainer in the world of sports. Now, He's taken on Austin Trout, and we talked about Austin having this great amateur pedigree and being a left-hander. The poll at ringtalk.com. Now, let me go to this just for the heck of it, and I picked Trout. But let's go to the poll at ringtalk.com and see what the break the percentages down. 63%, 63.2% are going with Trout, and 36.8% are going with Saul Alvarez. So my people, I listened to Pedro because, you know, last week I picked Rigo, and nobody picked Rigo. I know, but you and I did, okay? But the bottom line is, I like Dan Raphael, you know, all these esteemed boxing writers, these big boxing writers. Well, Dan Raphael is big in size. I don't know if he's a big boxing writer, but he's big in size. And all these guys, week after week after week, the pabulum they put forth to the public and predicting fights, these guys wouldn't know how to spell fight if you laid the letters out on a piece of paper. But straight up, everybody at ringtalk.com, and I got to give them props, Zach Attack Young, my young guy down there in L.A., and Kevin Perry, the L.A. guy as well. Both those guys picked Guillermo to win, and everybody else sort of got silent. I mean, it was weird. So where does Rigano go from here? I noticed Donaire isn't calling for a rematch. Hey, Donaire, I know your shoulder was bad. You had ligament problems. Call for a rematch. Have you heard him calling for a rematch? I haven't heard that.
I haven't heard it yet. I heard him crying, making excuses about the fight, saying his shoulder. I heard him saying that he won. I heard him saying it was a bad decision, and I've heard all kinds of things, but I don't know. I haven't said I've heard him call for a rematch.
Exactly.
He's a warrior.
No. Bro. It doesn't matter. When somebody has your number, and they're able to school you in that manner, you know what I'm saying? He was schooled. That fight wasn't close.
Oh, I agree with you 100%. If I wasn't ringside, all being fair, I know a lot of the guys that were ringside, a lot of the writers had it a lot closer. So, you know, a fight is different when you're ringside. But from my view,
bro,
at my brother's house on the couch, I had being generous, 9-3.
I'm going to run something. I didn't mean to interrupt you, the 9-3. But I didn't mean to interrupt you. But, you know, most of these guys, that now they're so-called the boxing media, they don't have the acumen. You hear what I'm saying? They basically got a computer, and they got an interest in boxing, and they got a connection, and they got an uncle or a father or somebody like that, or somebody with some, and boom. They're all of a sudden they're a boxing writer. You hear what I'm saying? But the bottom line is they don't have it in their blood. They don't go back in it. They've never sweat in the gym. Most of these guys, man, the most sweat these boxing writers pick up is going to lunch.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, you know they're fans with the keyboard.
Exactly, and you know they're real tough behind the keyboard too. And then you get them in public. Oh, I got a guy, and I won't mention his name right now, but he writes for a big website, and I got him in an elevator at the Westin Hotel in Los Angeles, California, and shut the doors. And he freaked out. What are you going to do to me? Yeah.
Pedro, man, my man, you always in something, ain't you?
Hey, wait a minute. Listen, he had been dogging me, and I watched him. We were at the World Boxing Hall of Fame, and I watched him walk in the elevator, and boom, I shot over there and got in the elevator with him, and the guy just, like, melted. Just melted, okay? Melted all over the floor. Anyways, how's Mr. Pellegrino doing? You talk to him at all?
He had dinner at my mother's last night. I wasn't able to make it.
Okay.
He's going to South Bend, Indiana, with his good friend, Al. And Al, if you guys, anyone listening, could keep him in prayers, suffering from some health issues. And him and Tony are like brothers. So they're going back to South Bend, Indiana today.
What's Al's last name?
I can't say that, I know.
You know what? I can't remember it either. Anyway, but Anthony Pellegrino is one of my true heroes, folks. He was when I got it, the Northern California Boxing Hall of Fame, or call them what you want, Veterans Boxing Association, when they honored me back in 2001, he was there. I mean, it was probably one of the most touching things. He and my mother were together, and those two guys, oh my God, they were talking bad about me. Anyway, not bad and good. Anyway, man, good luck to you tonight. I think that Canelo's going to win. Canelo's going to win a few rounds, but I think it's going to be a one-sided fight, and I think that I see Austin Trout winning 7-5 down the stretch, but we'll see what happens. Good luck with Canelo. Good luck in your future endeavors around here. And call me anytime you want, my man, okay?
My man Pedro, thanks for the opportunity, guys.
Jason Nava, folks, on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're tuned to the longest-running fight show in history. Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is Tower of Power doing little J.B. James Brown. Nobody can get through when he asks you, do you love him? Smile and kiss his teeth. Walk away and twist your hips. Make sure you keep him.
Hi, Hi, I'm Joe Theismann. No matter what stadium I broadcast from, I'd always have to find the closest bathroom, just in case I had that sudden urge to go. My prostate was giving me fits, but then I heard about Super Beta Prostate's nationwide million-bottle giveaway, and I got a free bottle. What a difference it made. I don't have to go as often, and I don't have to get up at night as much. Now I wake up refreshed and ready to tackle anything. What's so special about Super Beta Prostate is that it's the most widely used supplement supporting a healthy prostate. Super Beta Prostate has sold over 5 million bottles, and it also has a trusted 10-year history, and it's all natural. There's no reason to accept the issues that come with an aging prostate. So get Super Beta Prostate today.
Call right now and you'll learn how to get a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947.
Hi, this is Acos the Solutionist, host of My Cool Inventions radio show. Putting on a few extra pounds? Who isn't? What if all this famous TV doctor stuff about green coffee extract really worked? What if these people really are losing 17 pounds in 22 weeks like he says? Well, stop spending all you can afford. We found a great formula found right here in America. It's the real thing. I changed my lifestyle and I'm losing weight. You should too. A 30-day supply of green coffee extract normally sells for $39.99. But if you act right now, we'll triple that offer. That's not 1 month supply, that's a 3 month supply, still only $39.99. Can't beat that. Call 1-800-680-0701. That's 1-800-680-0701. Or go to mycoolgadgets.com. That's mycoolgadgets.com to claim your offer. If you don't lose the weight, send back the bottles and we'll refund the money you spent on the bottle. How cool is that? Call 1-800-680-0701. Or go to mycoolgadgets.com right now to get your green coffee extract. What do you have to lose? Oh, yeah. Your weight.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com. Get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
He must know that I'm not like no other fighter. I can give it and I can take it.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crack thunder.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, super fly.
2004 Olympic team alternate, WBA champion. 154 pounds, 26-0, 14 stops, a southpaw out of Las Cruces, New Mexico. I'm talking about Austin Trout taking on Saul Alvarez. And, of course, the Showtime Championship main event from the Alamo Dome in San Antonio, Texas. Site of the great heist. I'm talking about Julio Cesar Chavez and Pernell Whitaker when they called that fight a draw back in the day, as I said with my earlier guest, Jason Nava. When I was watching that fight with Jack Tatum, formerly number 32, the Hall of Famer from the Oakland Raiders. He and I were watching that fight together, and he had been on, for Whitaker, I had been on Chavez, and after 11 rounds, I went and gave him the money. When they called it a draw, I wanted my money back from Jack. Jack wasn't happy, but the bottom line is me and Jack were friends all the way up until the day Jack passed. May he rest in peace. Now tonight, we have Saul Alvarez, of course, the Mexican legend. And then we've got the young man from Las Cruces, New Mexico. I'm talking about Austin Trout, who's left-handed, who's going to put all that crowd stuff out the way and take care of business tonight. This is the way I think. If you look on my website, ringtalk.com, I've got Trout winning this fight, and I think he wins it by 4 or 5 or 6 points on the scorecards. Now, his manager is on the line. Let me tell you about this guy on fight day, folks. He is the most nervous guy in the world. He looks like, remember Don Knotts when he used to do that bomb thing on the Ed Sullivan show? That's what he reminds me of. Bob Spagnuolo, how are you?
Fine, Pete.
Did you like that introduction? Remember Don Knotts when he used to do that bomb guy, when he's that bomb detector guy on the Ed Sullivan Show?
I don't remember that, but I guess I've been called worse.
That's it. Anyway, Bob Spagnuolo, of course, the manager extraordinaire, Houston, Texas, the man. Hey, 25 years, a couple of weeks ago, Orlando Canizales won the World Bantamweight Championship.
Yeah, I was just with Orlando earlier today, and he looks great. He's working with a bunch of, young at-risk kids down in his home of Laredo, Texas, and has always been a great ambassador for Los Dos Laredos.
Okay. I got to ask you a question because I put everybody else on the spot about this, and I guess I know what the answer is going to be, but I've got to ask it. Should a man who has a sex change operation and says he's a woman be able to fight women?
Look, I don't even...
No, Bobby. Bobby, it's a yes or a no answer.
No.
Okay, thank you. Hey, I can't believe it. They're pulling us off down in Florida, this Fallon Fox's MMA chick. I mean, listen, nobody... I work at a place in San Francisco that has nothing but transgender clients. I have a lot of admiration and respect for anybody in this world. I mean, people can live life whatever way they want. But I just don't think that in fighting, this is not Renee Richards, Mr. Raskin playing tennis. This is fighting, and people are hurting people. And she's knocked out two opponents in the blink of an eye, man. So I just don't think she should be fighting girls. Now back to the fight tonight. Austin Trout, Saul Alvarez. Austin made the weight pretty easy. Everything seemed to be on track as far as his training with Louis Burke's concerned, huh?
Oh, no, listen, they worked incredibly hard. Austin looks, honestly, I think he looks better than he did the Cotto fight, and I really think that ratcheted up his confidence level, which has always been, Pete, this is, obviously he's two great athletes, and I'm not very familiar with all the inner workings of Alvarez's camp, but I do know that he's had some issues. He's involved in a long-standing litigation that's coming to fruition with his prior promoters, Tutu Zabala's All-Star Latin Promotions down in Miami. I know that can't let him sleep. Now he's got the issue with the attack on the 100-pounder down there in Jalisco. So, those things can bother a fighter.
Exactly.
Mark has had a tremendous camp, and I honestly believe, although he's an incredibly strong-minded individual anyway, I think that the Cotto situation has helped him to take it even to the next level, and he's just exuding confidence. And we both know this business of this game, if you could even call it a business, is rough, and a lot of times like they say, only the ring was square, but we're going in there to do our best, and I really expect the best out of Austin Trout tonight.
And so do I. That's why I'm laying the cash on him. Bodog.com will convince you to put some money on Austin and make a few bucks as well, because he is the slight underdog against Saul Alvarez. So the family's good?
Yes, thank you so much.
Has the family come with you to San Antonio? Are they there as well? Has your wife got to put up with this crap again or what?
No, I don't ever bring my family. I this is my job, and I love them and miss them, but I don't ever bring them with me. I do my best to never have them because I think it's a distraction. Although now I've got an 18-year-old daughter, and things change, and I've only got one vote in the House of Three, and she is here. She'll be fine. And we got a group that came down from Houston and Lou Savarese, and she'll be well.
Okay. Well, Bobby, here's what's up. I suggest you drink a cup of coffee, get some espresso, and get it going because you sound a little sleepy. But I love you. You're a great man, great manager, great father. What did I say? Great husband. You're just the guy, Bob. You're my guy.
Thank you, Pete. Thank you so much. And all the best to all the Ring Top listeners. And hopefully I am a little drained. Tough week with all this mess.
All right, good enough. Good luck tonight. I look forward to talking to Austin as the undisputed champion real soon.
Thanks, dude.
Bye-bye. Bob Spagnuolo, manager extraordinaire, of course, of Austin Trout. Austin Trout now the slight underdog against Saul Alvarez. Of course, Showtime Championship Boxing going on the air at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 o'clock on the West Coast. If you got the, if you got the multi Showtime channels, you can like watch it at 6 on the West Coast. If you don't, you got to wait till 9, I think. But the bottom line is, I'm not waiting till 9. I'll go online, find the fight if I have to. I need to watch this fight. This is going to rock. The Alamo Dome is going to be rocking. But guess what? A lot of Mexican fans, can I say, they'll be drowning those tears of tequila afterwards. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
Welcome to the new era in basketball. Swish Disc is revolutionizing the game, and now you can be a part of it at swishdisc.com. If you've heard about crowdfunding and wanted to get involved in all the excitement around creative, groundbreaking companies, now you have the perfect opportunity with swishdisc.com. Swish Disc lets you quickly and easily improve the most critical element of your game. Go to swishdisc.com today to discover basketball's newest and most innovative product to help you or the basketball player in your life take their best shot. Great for kids just starting out, plus high school, college players, and beyond. If you want to improve your shot, swishdisc.com is the best place to start. You'll see how using the Swish Disc with a simple 5-minute tune-up establishes the core shooting fundamentals and muscle memory for a perfect shooting motion. It's more than a great new product. It's a chance to be a part of something that will change the way basketball is played. Go to swishdisc.com and click on the crowdfunding link. You can see all the perks that help make crowdfunding the most fun you'll have off the court. Check out swishdisc.com today. Take your best shot. Swishdisc.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Ah, the sound of small business, getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are, because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. We are pleased to be joined by our next guest. He is the undefeated heavyweight sensation from the UK, folks. He was born Tyson Luke Fury. He is 20-0 with 14 KOs, and he will be taking on Steve Cunningham. That is April the 20th in the Mecca of boxing, Madison Square Garden. Tyson Fury, a big Ring Talk. Welcome to you, sir.
Thank you very much, and I'm glad to be on the show.
How's life treating you?
Absolutely brilliant. Life always treats me good. Every day God gives us is a glorious day.
Okay, let's get the old stuff out of the way. David Price was supposed to be this big mega fight for you in the UK. And, of course, he got licked by the punchless Tony Thompson. You kind of comment on that? Does he have a soft head? Because he didn't get hit in the chin. It's sort of like he had a glass head.
You know, he might have a glass head, but we're just going to say he's got a soft head, and we're going to give him the benefit of the doubt and see what he can do in the rematch, you know. Anyone can get caught and knocked out one time, but if you get knocked out twice by the same man, you're finished. So we're not going to hold judgment on him because anyone can get caught, like I said, every boxing. But, you know, Grandad done him, so it's not looking too good for him at the minute, is it?
Tyson Fury against Tyson, but Tony Thompson. Tony Thompson is probably the most least powerful boxer in the game, almost. I mean, he couldn't punch his way out of a paper bag, and then he knocks out David Price.
Well, I told everyone he was a fraud, you know, but no one wants to listen to me, but...
I'm listening.
One of them things.
I'm listening, Tyson. Tell me.
It's one of them things where, you know, he was getting knocked out as an amateur with shock-absorbing gloves and a big head guard on, so... Mm-hmm. If you get knocked out as an amateur, you got a lot of chance of getting knocked out as a professional, you know. And it's a rougher, tougher sport, as you know. And it's one of them things. If you fight bums, you're going to expose when you step up a level, even if the guy's 50-year-old nearly.
Yeah, good point there. Now, Tyson, you're fighting April 20th here in the United States. How's this U.S. debut coming? You feeling good about it?
Feeling good. I'm on top of the world at the minute. I'm super confident. I'm really ready. I've trained hard. I've done everything perfect, so I'm going in all systems go to do a good performance on Steve Cunningham.
Okay. When you look at the entire heavyweight picture right now, the Klitschkos, that's like 1A and 1B, and the problem with the Klitschkos holding the title is that nobody knows the difference between the two. I mean, the casual sports fan doesn't know. Yes, the boxing fan knows the difference, Vladimir and Vitaly, okay? But the casual sports fan doesn't know the difference, and plus those two guys are considered somewhat boring. They put crack addicts to sleep, things like that. What do you think they are at this point of the game? I mean, I think they're over the hill and down, going down as far as their peak was concerned. Their peak was a long time ago, but they seem to hold on. Why are they holding on?
I'll tell you why they are holding on, because they haven't fought Tyson Fury yet, and that's why they're holding on to them titles. And as soon as I get Cunningham out of the way, I should get the shot at the IBF title, so... Well, just relieve Vladimir of every title he's got, you know.
Well, you know, you would do the boxing world justice if you did that. And then a lot of people over in the Russian end of the boxing game and some people in Germany are probably throwing their internet sets around right now. But the bottom line is, you know, the Klitschkos have been good for boxing, for the Klitschkos and for the German boxing fans and for the Russian boxing fans. But as far as the American boxing fans in the UK where the game started, where the Marcus of Queensbury developed boxing, they couldn't give a snot about the Klitschkos.
Definitely, you know, it's one of them things. The boring fighters, they're good athletes, and they're in good condition. But like you say, nobody's interested, you know. They can't tell them apart, and they, like you say, they do the same thing, jab and grab, and they'll no risks at all. It's not excitement, you know. Boxing's supposed to be an entertainment business, not falling asleep at the side of the ring and watching some, like, paint dry for 12 rounds.
Good so. Point. You know, I'm going to tell you, I used to say this. Now you're 6'9", which is like 2 inches bigger than 6'7". But I had won some amateur championships in my time, and I had some decent skills. Could have turned pro, didn't want to. But when I look at the Klitschkos, and I think if I was 6'7", I'd be knocking those guys around. I mean, they bring very little to the dance except for their size. I mean, size and the fact that they're in decent shape, but, you know. Hey, did you see that picture they had a few years ago of them two laying together in trunks on a boat?
Yeah, I saw it, yeah.
Was that a little, that had a little gay condensation, a little gayness in that, didn't you think? I couldn't get Tyson to bite on that one. I tried, folks. Tyson Fury is our guest, the undefeated heavyweight sensation, 6'9". What are you weighing these days?
I'm weighing about 250.
Okay. And you'll go into the ring like that?
I'll be going to the ring just under, I think. Or just 250 or just under 248, 250 is usually a good fighting weight for me.
Okay, on the 20th. Now, what does Steve Cunningham bring to the dance?
What does he bring? Let's do a tally, shall we? He brings experience. He's only had 30 fights. I've had 20 myself. He brings the superior speed, so he thinks, but he's 37 and I'm 24, so I don't think he has that advantage, neither. And his combination puncher, and I'd say I'm a better combination puncher than him as well, so he doesn't really bring much to the dance, to be honest. The only thing he brings to the dance is that he's a former world champion and he's a bit slippery, but I've prepared with good American sparring, so it shouldn't be a problem for me.
Okay, I want to thank Main Events for this interview. Of course, they put this together. Kathy Dew is a nice lady. She's very easy to look at as well. Tyson didn't bite on that one either, did you? See, Tyson, I'm throwing little tips out there, and see if
no supermodel is she? Let's just say that.
No, I didn't say she was a supermodel. I just say she isn't hard to look at. Especially when she was younger. This NBC Sports thing. I mean, NBC Sports used to be like it. It was the network, and now they're bringing it back to Sports Network, and they're building listeners, they're building viewers. Are you going to be a staple on NBC Sports, or do you see yourself doing a couple of fights on NBC Sports, getting your name out there, and then going straight to HBO? I see your future with HBO or Showtime, don't you?
Yeah, I think that's the way forward with heavyweight boxing. You know, they haven't really been interested in the heavyweights for a while now, with the Klitschko's being on top. But as soon as they see my style of fighting and my personality, I think that's all going to change. The heavyweight division is coming back alive. When I get on top, I'm just going to take all comers. Any country they live in, they can come and fight, or I'll go to them and fight. And it's all systems go, you know. There's no staying at home or fighting in one part of the world. I'm on the road. I'm a traveling man. And I'm going to fight in every country they want.
April 20th, Madison Square Garden, folks. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com and your local ticket outlets. Of course, the Garden as well, MSG.com. The bottom line is this is the Mecca of boxing and the premier heavyweight contender in the world, and I can say that because all the rest have been eliminated, folks, or they haven't been proven yet. I mean, Deontay Wilder, I have high hopes for Deontay, but he hasn't stepped up yet. What do you think of Deontay?
To be honest with you, you can't really judge a man who hasn't fought anybody with a heartbeat, really. The guy's fought nobodies all the way through, but he's knocked out 27 of them, so they all take knocking out, so it suggests he's got good power. He looks athletic, but again, I think he's another David Price waiting to happen, you know. You can't just keep fighting bums forever. And as soon as he steps up and he gets smashed on that chin of ease, he's going over, because I remember him in the amateurs as well. He couldn't take a punch, neither. He used to go down every time he got hit cleanly.
I think
Audley Harrison might expose him, to be honest. Even though Audley is a bit of a bottle job and he's got no balls, Audley might do the job, because he might just fancy it, you know. He's a 6-1 outsider, and I'm going to have a sneaky little bet on Harrison.
Audley's nuts. Audley is nuts. I mean, I've interviewed Audley. Audley, he says all kinds of crazy things. I mean, he goes off on tangents. I can't believe it. And I don't think he's going to have much of a chance in this fight, but you think at 6-1 he's worth a nickel or so, huh?
Yeah, definitely, because, you know, on his night, Audley Harrison, when he turns up once in a blue moon, he actually can fight. But we don't know if he's going to turn up or not, because he's so unpredictable, hot and cold. One minute he's good, next minute he's not, so he looked okay in the prize fight, but that's only a 3-round fight, so you can never tell. And when he's got some big young man swinging punches at him, and he's 40-odd-year-old himself, it's a slim chance. But then again, he could land one of them bombs, and it's all over.
Castle's Corner and Main Events, folks, putting this fight together April the 20th, of course, Saturday. Madison Square Garden, NBC Sports World, NBC Sports Network, the brand-new network on TV. The bottom line is Tyson Fury will be making a statement that day. There's no doubt about that, and, of course, come Sunday morning, the 21st, I expect him to be 21-0 with 15 KOs. Tyson, it's a pleasure having you on the show. I've wanted you for years. I've got you. Don't be a stranger, please.
No, that'll do. I'll come back on when I've defeated Cunningham. And the plan is I'm going on a bitch hunt for Klitschko. We're going to hunt him around the world until he signs a contract, until he fights. Not the old fella, not the pensioner, Vitaly, because he needs to retire. He's too old. But Vladimir, the number one heavyweight in the world, so-called. I'm hunting him down. You know, there's nobody else out there for him to fight, and I'm going to force him to sign that contract and fight me.
Okay, now, when you talk about Vladimir Klitschko, you are talking about a guy with a soft chin. I mean,
exactly.
I mean, I know a guy that was the late Corey Sanders. Corey Sanders didn't even train for that fight. Corey Sanders, you know what he did? He went on a diet. He went on a diet. He didn't train much. He didn't go to the gym much. And he knocks Klitschko out. He knocked a couple other guys out as well. And, of course, Ross Purity stopped him. I mean, he's been stopped. He's got Lehman Brewster. I can go on and on. But the bottom line is all of his losses have been by knockout. I think he's got a bad chin. I think that Emmanuel Stewart gave him that bitch style, don't you think, where they sort of jab and grab and this kind of stuff? Because before Emmanuel came on, they were sort of reckless.
Yeah, you know, but Emmanuel helped him a lot, because in that reckless style, he'd have lost and lost again, time and time again, because he wouldn't be the champion he is now if it wasn't for Emmanuel, really, because the fella, obviously, he's got a chin like a piece of glass, and every time he's cracked on it, it shatters. So when you've got a chin like that, you've got to try and protect it and do the jab and grab boring stuff. But it seems to be effective. But you know what? There's not many heavyweights that can expose that style, is there? Because they're not fast enough, game enough, or brave enough to get stuck in and actually throw some punches. That's where I come into the scene, you know. Throw a lot of punches. I've got a heart of a lion and a will of steel. And to beat me, you've got to knock me out. Simple.
Ladies and gentlemen, Castle's Corner, main events, April 20th, NBC Sports World. The great Tyson Fury in the main event versus Steve Cunningham. Tyson, best of luck to you. We're talking about a week and a half.
Take it easy. God bless you.
All the best. Tyson Fury, folks, the unbeaten UK sensation. Wow, in the heavyweight division. 6'9". Tyson can fight. Tyson can talk. And like James Brown, Tyson don't take no smack. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Hi, I'm Joe Theismann. No matter what stadium I broadcast from, I'd always have to find the closest bathroom, just in case I had that sudden urge to go. My prostate was giving me fits, but then I heard about Super Beta Prostate's nationwide million-bottle giveaway, and I got a free bottle. What a difference it made. I don't have to go as often, and I don't have to get up at night as much. Now I wake up refreshed and ready to tackle anything. What's so special about Super Beta Prostate is that it's the most widely used supplement supporting a healthy prostate. Super Beta Prostate has sold over 5 million bottles, and it also has a trusted 10-year history, and it's all natural. There's no reason to accept the issues that come with an aging prostate. So get Super Beta Prostate today.
Call right now and you'll learn how to get a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $180,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-272-3480 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-272-3480. 877-272-3480.
I think it was a bomb. That was two of them. It didn't come from the street. It didn't come from a manhole. It was along the sidewalk. There were two runners in front of me that got hit by some shrapnel on their legs, and they went to the ground. So there was definitely a concussive-type shrapnel bomb. It didn't come from the street. It didn't come from a manhole. It was along the sidewalk where all those people were mingling out in front of the restaurants.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Mellow Tunes, upset host. Boston Marathon, the guy that pulled this off. Tamerlan Tazayev, guess what? Boxer, 2010. New England Golden Gloves champion. Went to the Nationals in 2010. Lost the decision on points. Bad for the game, per se, because there's all these different
news outlets around the world have shown these pictures of him in his boxing gear and this kind of stuff, and it really sets a bad example for boxing, because for the most part, boxers are good people. They're very timid. You don't see the – I mean, everybody thinks that boxers are aggressive and nasty, and they're beating people up and beating up their women and, you know, and biting off ears and kind of stuff like that. Those are the extremes. It's like in every vocation, every lifestyle, and every sport and every vocation, people go nuts. People go nuts, okay? This guy here had a problem, no question about that. Spending that time over there in Russia and spending 6 months in Thailand, going to Thailand and getting all this kind of training and coming back here, this is the worst thing that could ever happen in the United States, because as a former policeman, I could tell you, going to sporting events now is a risk. It just is. It's terrible, but you almost want to stay home and watch things on pay-per-view because of crap like this, because of guys like this, setting off bombs at sporting events. You know, as far as the younger brother's concerned, death penalty. No question about it. Let's make an example of him. I'm sorry. I'm against the death penalty for the most part, but in this instance, he's got to go. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Don't forget, tonight, we've got Showtime Championship Boxing, a battle of undefeated 154-pounders. I'm talking about the WBA champion, Austin. No doubt in my mind, Trout, 26-0, 14 wax. Of course, Saul Alvarez, the WBC title holder, the man from Mexico, the big reality TV show star from down there, the guy that's on milk cartons and popsicles and sodas, you name it. He's on the side of everything. But guess what? Stuff might come to an end come tomorrow. I'm serious. I think Austin Trout's going to win this fight tonight. I just think so. I like his boxing pedigree. I like the fact that he's got the amateur background, in 2004 Olympic team alternate. Almost made the Olympics. I think he's got it. And plus, Andre Ward told me on the cuff about 6 years ago maybe, who he thought was one of the best fighters, top three fighters on that 2004 team. And he picked Austin Trout, who had not competed, not made it to the Olympic team. So Austin, big in the mind of Andre Ward, the world super middleweight champion, and big in my mind as well. Of course, that's tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern time, 6 o'clock Pacific time. And of course, the big fight, Tyson Fury, Steve Cunningham. Well, it's big in that Tyson Fury's in it, and he's 6'9". And Steve Cunningham, all the best to you, Steve. But, you know, I think they used to call him the battleship or something like that. Well, he's going to get sunk probably within 4 or 5 rounds. You know, Tyson Fury's going to hit him, and it's going to be done. 20-0, Tyson Fury, he'll be 21-0, and hopefully Tyson will be on next week's show. He is the future of the heavyweight division until somebody proves otherwise. That's just the way it is. I thought David Price was a real deal, but he had that soft head, and he fell down against Tony Thompson. Yeah, big deal. He'll probably come back and beat Tony Thompson in the rematch, but that doesn't make up for the fact that he got knocked the, you know what, out. Okay, ba-boom. Got hit in the head. He got a soft head. He just can't take it. He's 6'7", 6'8". Look, if Muhammad Ali would have fought him, just like when he fought Wilt Chamberlain, that 7-foot basketball player, back in 1965 like he was supposed to at the Houston Astrodome, that indoor stadium that's been torn down there in Houston. But I remember what Ali said. If me and Wilt fight, you know what you will hear on your radio? Do you know what you will hear on your radio? Timber! Yeah, that's what happened. That's the same thing you'll hear here. I'm telling you, Tyson Fury is the real deal. No doubt about that. Check him out today. I'm talking about NBC Sports World. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Next up, the MMA Hour. We're talking mixed martial arts, UFC, and Daniel Cormier, the Strikeforce Showtime heavyweight champion, will be our guest. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, Sunday and Saturday, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.